prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a really, really good show for you right out of the gates, this being Monday. Later in the week, I'm actually going to be off the air because I'll be attending the Human Potential Summit in Los Angeles, California. This is the first of its kind. Hopefully next year the event will allow for people to just show up and come sit. But right now it's just a group of selected guests and speakers. And I'm very fortunate to be one of those. So anyway, we have to start the week off with a good show. Of course, I have to start every show announcing our title sponsor, All-American Pharmaceutical, EFX Sports. You can get 6 free samples of their most popular products by going to superhumanradio.net and clicking the banner ad for EFX Sports. A guy who hasn't been on the show in a while had posted an interesting article not too long ago on Facebook that started us discussing doing this show, Adele Moussa from Subversity.com. How you doing, Adele?
I'm feeling great.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
In the holidays at the moment, so there is no regular job. I have holidays, and it's still the Easter holiday today, so that's always a good time.
Yeah, that's nice, because you really, between your writing for your blog and your teaching at university, you really...
I'm actually no longer teaching at the university level. I'm rather at what you would call grammar school or high school, because that was what I was doing at the university. I was teaching people how to teach students at this level, and for various reasons, I decided to actually continue doing that myself, most importantly, job security. I just wanted to correct that, because otherwise it would seem that I may try to convey a false image.
Okay, no. So let me ask you a question. So what, are you teaching physics at a high school level, or are you teaching what?
Yes, I am, actually, yeah.
Wow, that's got to be pretty exciting. Do your students know anything about your blog?
Some of them do, but fortunately, they are happy with reminding me of the fact that they know about it from time to time, and there have only been one or two who have actually been asking me about supplement advice or things like that, and that's quite obviously a bit critical for me as a teacher to give them direct advice, so I rather refer them to sources where they can get good advice on training and supplementation than giving them advice directly.
Yeah, that's smart. You're right. You're right. Absolutely. Well, that's got to be fun. You're influencing young minds. This is really the goal of a teacher. So that's wonderful. Fantastic. And I'm sure that they would love this subject. You know, the thing that I find ironic about that, I was first introduced to this subject about 6 years ago from some Japanese, I believe, scientists who were doing this kind of work. And I just thought it was so uncanny that it paralleled the myth of Nostradamus and then Dracula, the idea that drinking the blood from other humans could somehow perpetuate life and keep you young. And it's not just from any humans. It seems to be from young humans, which, you know, which might be the answer here. But this is a little squeamish subject for most people. But
yeah, and I guess that's also one of the reasons, at least, why the initial use of corresponding research methods declined in the 1970s, because it always sounds odd if you infuse people with the blood or only the plasma of other people. And in rodents, they even go one step further and they join them so that they have a common circulatory system. So you have an old and a young mouse, and you actually knit them together, so to say, that they are, well, in the end, they end up similar to conjoined twins. And you see what's going to happen when the, well, younger blood is floating or is flowing through the system of the older mice. And all that, I think, maybe especially, or rather because it reminds us of these horror stories, is something that maybe not all scientists are willing to do, or publishers are not willing to publish, maybe.
Well, and this is interesting. So I've known about the infusion, some of the early infusion research where they took the blood from young rodents, infused it into older rodents, and the older rodents actually started to get younger. They actually started to show the phenotypical changes of youthfulness, and they also started to behave more like youthful rodents. But this is intriguing because when they conjoin them and share a singular circulatory system, do the young rodents start to display advanced aging as a result of their blood being commingled with the older rodents' blood?
That's actually something I haven't really seen being reported in the corresponding studies, but I would expect them to show some effects of early aging. Because eventually, all they can do is provide half of whatever it is that keeps us young is going to pass on to their conjoined older animal, and that should have an effect on them as well. But interestingly enough, some of the early findings they made when they did these studies was that. Related to our topic today, so preserving muscle mass when you age, that testosterone is a very important factor here. And it sounds funny, but that was at the beginning of the 20th century. And back in the day, it was really difficult to isolate individual factors that would drive the aging or certain processes that are associated with the aging process in general. And even today, one of the fundamental ideas is still that you do these experiments, but you don't do them in order to find a method or a perfect way of transfusing plasma or blood or whatever else, but rather the intention is to find what molecule in the blood or in the plasma is responsible for the effect. And that has generated a lot of hypotheses, especially proteins we don't really understand very well, proteins like myostatin, for example. We know a lot about myostatin, or at least most of the listeners may believe we know a lot about it, but eventually all we know is that it is in some way involved in muscle hypertrophy, but the exact mechanisms are still not clear. And more importantly, we also don't understand how it interacts with other signaling proteins, proteins that you usually would, of which you usually know what they can do individually, but not in when they come together in certain ratios. And another candidate that has been found by similar or in similar studies, which is actually structurally related to myostatin, is called GDF11. And while the initial studies seem to suggest that it can actually rejuvenate the heart muscle and also skeletal muscle, and even had beneficial effects on the brain. When they isolated the substance and did studies on rodents, the results were, in parts at least, opposing and dose dependent. For example, if they injected a very high dose of the substance into the rodents, expecting better results, there was actually a negative effect on the muscle cells. And what they observed was that another protein from the same family was increased all of a sudden and may have triggered this change. And that goes back to where I started. So this idea of doing studies like that, so using a very complex fluid in this case, like the plasma, injecting it, and trying to figure out which of the individual substances in the plasma is actually doing the trick, that is maybe a bit short-sighted. And that's also what I find quite interesting about the study I have linked to on Facebook. That is that the researchers, they didn't say, oh, let's do this and let's find out which of the four factors, they tested for four different proteins, which of them is responsible. But the basic idea was rather to find how these interact and what kind of environment do I have to create mm-hmm. for muscle to stop aging or to rejuvenate or whatever the outcomes may be. And that is, if anything, maybe one of the most interesting aspects of this research, because it's going beyond what we often do in medical research, which is to identify the one factor, often with the goal of creating a drug that can then right. be sold and cure it all. But when you look at the whole picture, you will see that in many, many instances, that is really not going to work because of the complex interactions with other drugs or proteins or whatever it is that you produce.
You know, and this is so fascinating to me because for me, I would say what we need to do is open up clinics where not children, but people in their late teens, early 20s can donate blood at a premium so that that blood could be then infused into elderly people who want to experience some of the age reversal effects of these transfusions. Obviously, high quality control to eliminate disease and so on. But to me, it's like, this is what frustrates me about the medical orthodoxy, like you point out. They want to find out what in the blood does it. It's the blood that does it. The blood is so complex. And it's, and why not just understand that by putting young blood in old subjects, they gain some of the benefits of that youthful elixir, if you will. This is, it's silly to me. We're wasting time helping people by trying to go, oh, well, it's this protein here that's doing it.
Well, I think one of the problems here is that that there are also ethical questions about doing that, because if you don't really understand how it works, some scientists will argue, as long as we don't know what exactly is happening here, we also can't know if there may be long-term side effects. And on the other hand, you can actually do that already. So some of the scientists who have been involved in the in this kind of research in 2014, they have founded a startup that actually offers customers to get a transfusion or plasma transfusion that is supposedly going to help them to live longer or to at least improve or slow down the aging process. And they have registered a trial, and actually, obviously, at least according to what you can read in the registry, they've already started the trial where they want to do this or to apply this procedure to 800 customers. Obviously, for the trial, they call them subjects. But eventually, everybody who participated had, that's at least what transpired through various financial crisis circles, that everybody who wanted to participate had to pay the fee. So you could call them subjects, you could call them participants or customers, sorry, whatever that may be. This trial is going to give us at least a glimpse on whether it's going to do anything
right.
or not in human beings. And there are a few problems with the trial that one should know about. The first one is that it's only a short-term trial. So they monitored the effects within the first month after the injection. And for me personally, that's logical, because you can't really expect to do one injection and that's going to rejuvenate you for the rest of your life. You will probably have to do it in intervals. And before we don't have a study that's actually going to do that, I suppose that it's, I personally wouldn't do it, and I suppose it's very difficult to sell that to the authorities who control medical treatments like that. With that being said, the data collection for this particular study ended in January this year, and you know that it always takes time to analyze the data and to get the manuscript you write then based on the data through peer review. And so I suspect that it will take at least a whole year from now on for the results to be published. And since we're talking about a private company, so to say, it is not unlikely that this publication is also going to be synchronized with the publication of financial data about the startup, because
right.
it's quite obviously very important for those people who have already invested into this company to see that, that it actually works, and to see that at a specific time point, for example, when they are asked if they would like to invest further or additional money into the company.
We have to take a break, but I have a couple questions looking at this just from a critical thinking standpoint. And then I want to switch over and I want to talk about some legitimate approaches to aging better. We're talking with Adel Moussa today. His blog is Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. It is the single best blog to read if you're interested in human performance of any kind. And you should check it out. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N Labs.com.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products to dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperhumanRadio.net.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till until my first meal at 2 o'clock. Kegenix Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Kegenix Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Kegenix banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Kegenix Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Adel Moussa. His blog is subversity.com, SUPPVERSITY.com. So, Adel, you know, I'm thinking about the potential risks associated with this transfusion from young to old. It's happening right now, but it's happening, you know, quite willy-nilly and no one's paying attention. A person that's 25, 27 years old and goes and donates blood, and some lucky recipient that my age in a hospital setting gets that blood. And for all we know, that blood may actually influence the outcome of this person's recovery. What are your thoughts on that?
That's actually a very interesting point, because basically what they studied in the study that spiked both our interests was more or less of a recovery process, because in order to stimulate the muscle cells, they scratched them. And they expected them, or they expected some sort of regeneration process, and they observed how the muscle cells evolved, so to say, what happened to them, and found that the ones that were in the young environment, meaning that were incubated with plasma from the young subjects, that for those cells actually, the repair or the reaction was what you would like to see in the gym. If you go and train, you have an initial damage, and then you have something like a supercompensation effect that would make the cells grow. And that's more or less what they saw in this case. And that is also related to what people expect to happen in a complex organism, which is that you have effects mostly on the stem cells, and the way new stem cells are produced, and also the way they are eventually incorporated into the tissue. So for muscle, that serves two purposes. The first one is that the recruitment of stem cells is necessary to replace damaged cells. So in muscle, you often call them satellite cells, but basically that's the same thing. And the second thing for which they are necessary, and that brings us back to the link to myostatin I have mentioned at the very beginning of the show, is that you want to increase the number of myonuclei, so cells that are control centers, as you may want to say them, the control centers that will distribute convey the nerve impulses in the muscle. And if you don't have enough of those, there is a certain limit beyond which the muscles no longer, or the fibers are no longer going to grow. And that's actually also one of the few things we understand pretty well about myostatin. It's going to go up in order to prevent more muscle cell or muscle fiber hypertrophy, because if the muscle is going to grow and the number of control centers is staying the same, it's like soldiers or an army that is increased, and all of a sudden the soldiers standing in the back row, they can no longer hear what the commander tells them. And this is also the main reason, at least this is a simplified explanation of it, that we see these myostatin-initiative mice being so big but very weak,
right?
Because the external muscle cells can no longer be controlled, and this is a process, or this process of recruiting satellite cells for both repair and eventually growth, is something of which we know, or of which we have known for a very long time, that it is compromised in older individuals. And that is one of the reasons why as you age, you won't recover as fast or as efficiently as you did when you were a teenager or in your early 20s. And this does not relate or is not restricted only to muscle, quite obviously, but to other tissue as well. And everybody will have heard about this idea of stem cell treatments, that you simply inject stem cells wherever you want, name any organ that is damaged, and it's going to repair itself. And quite obviously, studies show that's not working. And the real problem is probably that the stem cells, they are not necessarily programmed to do something specific. What they are actually going to do depends on the environment. And that's the key term I've also mentioned before already, that you have to actually look at the complete environment, which includes a lot of signaling proteins, nutrients, and whatever else, and how it affects the different cells, the stem cells as well as the existing cells. And that is what also the main take-home message of the scientists who conducted this very recent study, because they more or less confirmed their hypothesis that there is not one of these proteins that are candidates to explain the effect, but rather that there is an intricate balance between these, the four proteins they measured, and a couple of others. Some of them are probably not even on our radar yet.
So you and I have communicated in over the past several years about my fascination about planned phlebotomy. We know that planned phlebotomy seems to benefit some people, especially those of us who eat a lot of red meat, because it helps you to offload some of the ferritin and accumulated iron in the skin, I mean in the blood. But also, my supposition to you was, you know, how many pints do I have to donate over what period of time where I would actually have new blood? And juxtapose that idea against the show we just did on Thursday, where a woman went in for a stem cell treatment on her hip. They actually extracted the stem cells from her own pelvis, from the bone marrow, spun it, activated it with lasers, injected it into the hip, but then followed her up with a series of peptide injections that occurred for days and continue to occur to help stimulate the growth and differentiation. And her results has been remarkable. What about the stem cells that reside in our own bone marrow? The fact that bloodletting causes bone marrow to release these into the bloodstream. Do you think that that would have an effect similar to just youthful blood? Or is it, again, there's a lot more to it. It's just the whole youthful blood thing.
I'm not quite sure, because the stem cells that are coming from the bone marrow, they are released in an environment that is primed for them to add to the blood cell pool. I suspect that you could maybe have an effect if at the same time you inject other peptides or other signaling proteins or other hormones that change the environment and therefore change the fate of the cells. But simply donating blood is probably not going to help you. It's a bit like what I said before. You are not going to see a real benefit if you don't repeat that treatment every two. I'm talking about the plasma transfusions, right? If you do them only once, you can't really expect something to happen. There are, I would call them at this point, anecdotal reports that quite obviously within the first month, certain substances in the blood that have been related to the growth of cancer and the progression of Alzheimer's disease reduced by 20%. So this is one of the early results, of which I'm not quite sure if it's true or not.
Right.
If you Google information about this startup Ambrosia, you're going to find that. And you're also going to find reports of the subjects who say that they slept much better and had more energy. And if that is really a mechanistic result of the treatment, I would expect it to wear off relatively quickly, because you are inserting a certain plasma into
old environment, an old environment.
Yeah, exactly, and the old environment is going to change that, and you're going to return to the previous status quo in. Nobody knows how long the time period is going to be, but I think there is a reason that they decided to monitor the levels for 1 month, and I would expect that optimal anti-aging, if this method works at all, would require you to inject or to do these injections or to do these transfusions, rather, every month at least.
Ongoing, probably for the rest of your life. And, you know, it makes me wonder, the person who came up with Nosferatu, did they happen to stumble upon something from Egyptian times where they found out that when you transferred blood from a young person to an older person, that older person, you know, and then came up with this idea that this vampire bites you, and because the vampire has to feed every night, and theoretically, yeah, in order for this to be effective, not only would you have to work hard to change the environment of your body, which in and of itself would make you live longer and be more youthful, but you'd probably have to get these transfusions ongoing for the rest of your life to see the benefits, because you're not making young blood in an old body.
Yeah, exactly. So unless you would change or transform the body completely, and that's nothing that we have observed in any model. It's rather, in some cases, it's a repair process that returns damaged tissue to its normal intact state, but it's not something that would change the fundamental processes in your body in a way that its inner workings are identical to the ones of a young individual. That's not even going to happen in the parapiosis models, where you actually have the conjoined animals. For them, it was also only an improvement in the old animal, but not necessarily the achievement of what probably many people would like to have, that they simply no longer age. And so that is something that I believe is very important to remember. You can't really expect to inject those or to inject a few liters of plasma, maybe even in a daily fashion, and then regress into the state of or into the age of the person that you use as a donor. For example, if you were, it's quite obviously unethical, but if somebody did that on a baby and you would transfuse plasma from babies, you're not going to become a baby or,
right,
first of all, a toddler and then a baby again. That's quite obviously not going to happen. But in general, the main message here is clear that whoever thought about whoever had the idea of vampires and them having to feed on a daily basis in order to see all the benefits, he probably had it right. I mean, the experimental evidence may teach us differently, but at the moment that seems to be the only logical conclusion for me.
But what I can see as a benefit from this research, and we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about real techniques and strategies for aging better after the break. But what I do see from this is a paramount importance in the donors who are donating blood for transfusions in people who are recovering from major accidents. I mean, clearly, if they could use blood of a 20-year-old, 22-year-old, and an elderly person who's recovering from a terrible car accident, clearly, even though those benefits are short-lived, they would improve the recovery and healing process. That's an interesting discussion right there.
Yeah, and certainly the status quo of the research would suggest that.
Yeah.
We don't know if those effects would be practically relevant, but they should exist. Yeah,
yes,
you're right.
Yes. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, Adele is going to give us a peek at his wisdom for really what could help us age better, and I'm listening hard. Stay tuned. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's REDCON1.com, or go to superhumanradio.net
and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Dr. T.Q. Collins will join us at the top of the hour to further the discussion on deuterium depletion and its role in managing certain types of cancers. Right now we're talking with Adel Moussa. His blog is subversity.com. I believe everybody knows the blog. So, Adel, for those of us who are truly interested in aging better, what are your suggestions? What really looks like it works?
Well, before I give some suggestions, I would like to come back to you mentioned, or you are saying that the blood transfusion or the plasma transfusion is not a legitimate method. I mean, you're absolutely right, but we have to remember that number one on the list I'm going to give you has probably been called not a legitimate way of prolonging one's life 150 years ago. Because calorie restriction, I know people don't really want to hear that, but it is actually the absolutely best proven way to prolong the life of an organism. We don't really have a number on human beings as of yet, but we do know that all the studies that have been investigating the dietary habits of people who became very old show that they tend to eat, I wouldn't say they tend to be in a significant caloric deficit for all their lives, but they are at least, they eat at least less than you would see in the average population during the time where they assess that. So it may change our perspective on the revolutionary new technique of plasma transfusion may change over time, but as of now, you're obviously right. It's not legitimate, as in I would recommend it for everybody to do it. Which actually already brought us to the first of the strategies that helps, which is, you can call it fasting. Maybe that sounds better for many years than caloric restriction. And eventually, there has been some interesting research lately that it may suffice to give your body longer periods of intermittent calorie restriction or intermittent fasting, if you will, to achieve at least some of the effects that will then trigger that will then have a longevity effect. So you have probably, or all of the listeners will have probably have read also in the late press about the study that said that after a fast, your immune system is going to regenerate completely. And fasting will put your body in a mode where it's going to get rid of all the debris that has been accumulating. All those are quite obviously images to explain very complex processes that are going to, that are accelerated when you're fasting. Nobody or all of us are undergoing these processes every day, but a problem appears to be, or a problem in terms of increasing mortality appears to be that we are not spending enough time in this specific mode of regeneration and repair that is related eventually to very commonly known signaling proteins, at least among the subversity, the people who read the blog or my blog or who listen to SHR, most of them will know what mTOR and AMPK nase are. And the one is the quote-unquote good guy, at least for those who are trying to build or to amass as much muscle mass as possible, which is mTOR. And MPKNase is rather, it's not necessarily the opposite, and they don't exclude each other, but rather it is responsible for housekeeping. So if you use the simple image of building a house, then mTOR is always adding a new level to the house or adding whatever else to the house, while MPKNase will do the job of keeping the complete house working. It's not necessarily going to break down the house. And that's also important to emphasize, because many people still have this belief of, if I go fasted for 8 hours, my muscles are going to disappear. And that's really not going to happen. Also because, as I pointed out before, it's not like the two could not act at the same time. It doesn't mean if you have an elevation of mTOR that AMPKNase is going to be zero all of a sudden. That's not really going to happen. So you have to have a nice balance here. And therefore, it's also not going to be beneficial to reduce the calorie intake too much. So unfortunately, as I said before, there are not so many human studies that are long enough to say something specific about the longevity effect, but we have now seen consistent translations of this effect from very simple organisms to organisms that are as complex as rodents. And what we have also seen, and that's something that I would like people to remember, is that the effect size in terms of percentage extension of the lifetime is significantly reduced when we go from the very small to the larger models, and therefore you can't really expect to get like 20 years out of simply eating a diet that is 15% below your regular intake. But it's one of the building blocks that are available to you. And it's also quite, it's also related to many of the other sectors, of which we know that they contribute, to longevity. And there are a couple of interesting studies that have been done, in order to, well, to find out how important the individual factors are. And what I found particularly interesting is one study that that took a look at younger people, and they tried to find out which of five predetermined healthy lifestyle factors are going to have the most or the greatest effect on their risk markers of cardiovascular disease in their 20s. And what they found, or their findings, are actually quite impressive, because those factors are a BMI below 25, so being not just not obese but also not overweight, not have, no smoking, so that you don't use cigarettes, alcohol only in moderation, and physical activity, quite obviously. And then there's this hard-to-evaluate premise of following a healthy diet. Because if you look at the data the scientists used in this and in similar studies, healthy diet is defined very differently in the individual studies that contribute to the data that is used in the meta-analysis then. And you, in many cases, you have something like the Mediterranean Diet Index. And nobody, I actually tried in several several times already to really get to the bottom how this thing is calculated. But it's very difficult to get very specific information about that. So I would be careful about this healthy diet if it is actually... The healthiest way of eating is questionable. It's certainly healthier than the average Western diet. And if you compare the individual factors, you will see that none of them has such a profound effect that then not to take up smoking for younger people. So nothing is going to have that much of an effect on your chance of having a beneficial cardiovascular risk profile as never to start smoking. And for the others, there is also an effect, but interestingly enough, it's the smallest, and that may actually relate to what you have probably read in the media or on or seen on the media recently. The smallest effects are actually physical activity and diet, and that is interesting because usually when you think about doing something that's going to prolong our lives is most important to actually be physically active and to diet. And I think that in this particular case, the studies or using the data in the way that it is used in the studies may be a bit misleading, because if you take a look at the BMI, which is obviously also related and not independent of physical activity and diet. So your weight is going to change according to your diet and according to your physical activity. You will see having a low BMI is going to double your chances of having this beneficial risk profile. So in essence, it is similar to the situation we had before when we were talking about the plasma. Versus individual factors or individual proteins in the plasma. So all of that comes together because you can certainly find correlations, for example, between eating an unhealthier diet and drinking more alcohol or things like that. So whenever you create a list of things to do or of things that are actually going to determine how long you're going to live, like your weight, if you smoke, if you drink alcohol, and how much alcohol you drink, etc. You are only taking out a couple of variables of which you don't really know, and that's actually why they did the studies. How much does it contribute individually? And even if you use data from more than 100,000 suspects, subject. You often end up with a result where you can't really be sure that you have effectively isolated the effects of one of these five individual things you can do. And in this context, I found quite interesting that another study, they had a bit another approach. It's also a meta-analysis, and they didn't look only at cardiovascular mortality and risk factors, but at general mortality. And they included 21 studies, the number of people who participated in this study was larger than 500,000. And interestingly enough, they had a pretty long average follow-up of 13 years. And what they did was they had basically the same or almost identical criteria. So the lifestyle factors were obesity, which is more or less identical to the BMI category before, right. Alcohol consumption, smoking, diet, again, a quite dubious term because we don't really know what this healthy diet looked like, and was different. They used different scales in the different studies, and physical activity. And instead of trying to figure out for each of these individual variables how large their contribution would be, they rather made analysis that would give them a figure on how effective having one, having two, having three, having four, or even more of these lifestyle factors, or adhering to them, so to say. So not being obese, drinking alcohol only in moderate amounts, that would be two of them. And what they found was that having only one of these factors in place already reduced the risk by 26%.
Wow.
Having two of them in place reduced the risk of all-cause mortality by 42%. Having three of the four in place by 54%, and having all of them in place by 66%. Now, I wouldn't rely or I wouldn't try to translate these figures into an increase in life expectancy, it's not possible to say that a reduction of 26% as you would get it with, if you comply to at least one of these healthy lifestyle factors, it's certainly not going to prolong your life by 26%.
Right.
And there's also no real way of telling, whether or to which extent it will prolong your life as an individual. What is quite clear, though, is that there is a great overlap of the results of meta-analysis like these and the studies that investigate certain behaviors or physical characteristics of centennials or other people who are aging, who are either getting older than the average or aging in a healthier way. And I think that when all is said and done, this last mentioned factor that you age in a healthy way, that you stay mobile, that you still think clearly, etc. That is, for me personally at least, it is at least as important as the additional years you can get.
Yes.
And many of the it is not quite clear which of those factors that we've been talking about are most important here, but they are also the factors that are relevant for healthy aging, as you might want to call it, instead of aging.
Well, and that's why I call this segment of the show, we're going to discuss how to improve health span, because the reality is you may live to be 80 no matter what you do, but the difference is the last 30 years of your life, do you want to spend those last 30 years in going from one institution to another trying to fight diseases or being actively involved in your life and thriving? The latter has got to be the goal. Whether or not we're going to live longer, that's a crapshoot. There are so many things that play a role on that. Heck, the size of you. Little people live longer than big people. And there's a lot of arguments why that is, and I'm not going to get into that. But the bottom line is the goal has to be, healthy aging that you are involved in your life every single day until the day that you do die, instead of waiting for your death in some institution sitting in a wheelchair.
Yeah. And one of the problems is that all of that seems to be so far away. But if you look at studies that have been done in middle-aged people, you will see that only 14 days of committing to a lifestyle program that combined mental and physical exercise, the effort to reduce your stress, and a healthy diet. Again, we don't really know what this healthy diet is going to look like, but at least eating better than the average person had profound beneficial effects on cognition, as you would probably even notice it in your day-to-day life, and brain metabolism, which is obviously something you can't see, but in the longer term, you're probably also going to feel that. And I think that the real problem here often is that we are creatures who are looking for immediate gratification, and none of the things that are going to make us longer are going to give us this kind of immediate gratification, like the 2 cups of coffee you drink before you hit the gym, because you know that they are going to spike you up and give you better results. And that is probably so. It's probably also a question of how the human psyche works when we talk about how to implement what we already know about healthy aging into the practice. How do we motivate people, for example? And approaches to do so are, or one of the latest approaches to do so that has already been started to be investigated by researchers is using things like activity trackers and also attaching presenting the data you collect in some kind of community, where you get these rewards. For example, people who are using a Fitbit will know that from time to time you get an award for I don't know how many steps you have taken.
Yeah, like so, they say, oh, you know, you've walked to the moon and back. You know what I mean? Over the course of years, you know, that's pretty cool. You know?
Yeah. And in the end, we actually know what would help us to live longer, but the real problem is how do we actually make people subscribe to doing or to making the lifestyle changes that are necessary to achieve these effects. And
but you know what, you can't, and I'll tell you why I say that. This is the $64 million question. Dr. Daniel Lieberman came on this show when we talked about his book, The Story of the Human Body, and he said we are genetically hardwired to conserve energy and consume energy. That's the goal, right? Besides. Procreation to further the species trajectory. The other thing that we're hardwired to do is to conserve energy and consume energy. And so he said, if you had two coconut trees side by side and you put an escalator next to one, he said the hunter-gatherers would take the escalator. They won't go, oh, well, I'll climb the tree anyway and use up all this energy. And so as a result of that hardwiring, if you don't understand that you must fight against that hardwiring, you're not going to get people to move more just because it's going to prolong their lives. We see this time and time again.
Yeah, but we have to be careful with pointing with the finger, because eventually if you compare the effect of genes on the years you're going to stay on Earth as a living being, it's still the most important factor. So as unfortunate as that may sound, your gene pool is, at least that's what we believe today, is the most important factor. On the other hand, we also know that genes that you have can be inactive or active, and there is the interaction with the lifestyle that will then eventually decide what did you do with your age potential, as you may want to call it. So when you were born, you had the potential to get 100 years old and be healthy, but you did everything wrong with your lifestyle and didn't adhere to a good diet. You weren't active and things like that, and then end up dying with 65 with a heart attack, even though your genes would have predicted a much longer life. So we shouldn't forget this interaction. So no, not everybody who dies early must have done everything wrong. On the other hand, not everybody who lives 100 years has had the perfect lifestyle, which is also why studies investigating these people are the most recognized messages from studies like that often are that many of the centennials, for example, they have been smoking. And you would expect them to die very early, but they were just fortunate to be gifted with genes that that smoking may be not so much of a problem for
right,
them.
Right, right, right. This has been a good discussion. Unfortunately, we could go on, but I have to pull the plug on the interview right now because I have another
Don't
guest.
Worry.
But no, this is great. And there's a great blog post. If you go to subversity.com, you'll see.
Oh, it's actually not yet released. Oh. You had the preview version. I'm going to post it tomorrow.
Okay, so there you go. And by the time the podcast gets out there, just go to subversity.com. You'll actually be smarter after you go to the website. But this has been a great discussion, and this has been a fascination of mine. And I predict that someday we will have clinics. They may not be here in the United States. We may have to travel abroad to get the blood of younger, healthier people 3 or 4 times a year. And while it may not make you younger, it may make you healthier. And yeah. As a result of that, enjoy your life more. And I'll be the first person to go and do it. I really will. So,
all right.
Adele, thanks for being on the show. Okay, talk to you later. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. TQ Collins. He's a friend of mine. He's doing some amazing things in the area of cancer treatments. And it's based on deuterium depletion. This is a pickup from the discussion we had with Dr. Laszlo Boro. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So last week we had Dr. Laszlo Boros on all the way from Hungary to talk about the role of water consumption and its effects on potentially health and disease states. Today we're going to stay with that topic a little bit further and examine the trajectory of something that Dr. Boros initiated into the discussion the other day, and that is deuterium. My guest is a person I can proudly call a friend of mine. He's Dr. T.Q. Collins. How you doing, Q?
I'm doing great, Carl. How about yourself?
Wonderful, wonderful. It's finally we have you on the show. Finally. How long is it? How long has it taken, man?
It's amazing for a friend. I don't want to say anything, Carl.
Oh,
it's been a long time.
Okay. All right. So, let's talk about your background and where you started in medicine, and then we'll kind of gently move forward into where you are today.
All right. That's it. Thanks, Carl. Well, actually, I was just thinking. I actually picked up my PhD 30 years ago in clinical immunology, and also have a master's in cancer oncogenetics and a master's in epidemiology. I was a classical scientist in that I worked for large pharmaceutical companies, did a lot of research, really focusing on cancer and cancer research. For these last times, done a lot of different things with that. Everything from classical making of chemotherapeutics to making biologics, everything from antibodies to growth factors, even the original Taxol project. So I've been around a long time and really started, like most immunologists, sticking to, to the classical things that we were doing.
Now, you had to believe in what you were doing back then. You had to believe that this is what works and this is the direction that medicine should be going, right?
Oh, no doubt about it. You think about that. I mean, it is, I guess you don't know what you don't know, but very, very, very believed in immunology. I worked on one of the first people, the first project team with the Human Genome Project. I was very, very fortunate to be around very, very, very good people. And I still believe in all that we used to do. It's just that there are a lot of other things that happen at the basic and the foundation of medicine which are missed that would make the practice of medicine and the things we try to do for chronic disease and lifespan much, much better.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to get into it, but cancer touched you personally in your life. You lost someone very important to you. And at that point in your life, were you saying to yourself, you know, this is supposed to work. What's going on here?
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. You know, I it's one of those things that I don't like to talk about it, but it does explain a lot. I've lost a couple of people, both my daughter and my wife, to cancer. My wife died several years ago, glioblastoma, and when she developed the glioblastoma, which is a brain cancer, and not only a brain cancer, but the probably the most brutal, just a cancer that very, very few people live through. I never knew anything about this. So when she first developed it, I call all my friends, and I have a lot of friends, and we're all very good to great scientists and clinicians, and we really went through this, and what we found, was found that there was really no cure for this glioblastoma thing. all the treatments that I would have done, the immunology, the using an antiviral, all these things would take too long. She was actually only given about 5 to 6 weeks to live at the time. And with, if you look at the whole scope of glioblastoma, a person only lives 12 to 14 months.
Right.
We were married for 30, 35 years. So, you know, we didn't have time. And the funniest story is, you know, as a scientist, you know everything. And she had gone on the internet and found some strange thing called a ketogenic diet. And
yep.
She brought it back to me, and I listened to her and just said, poo-pooed it, because, shoot, I had never heard of it. Many of my friends had never heard of it. It couldn't work. It couldn't work. Nothing. I just didn't believe in it.
Okay.
So she went to, yeah.
I'm sorry to ask that question, but I need to put people in perspective of who you are, not just your brilliance from a scientist, but your personal journey and how it's influenced where you are today. Okay. And that's, we'll just leave it there. Okay. So when did you start? Okay. So obviously you heard about it back then. So you end up out in Los Angeles, California, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And it literally, Ron Penna, who collects brilliant people. Some people collect cars. Some people collect guns. Ron Penna collects brilliant people. And I say that as a very flattered person, because he seems to have kept me around too. And he, you're one of the people that he collected, let's say. And so he said to you, when you get your act together and you're ready to move on, you know, come on out to LA. And so one day you literally said, I'm on my way, and you get out there and you really didn't have anything in mind per se, but the quest was a breeding ground for people to sit and talk, and the intersects of original ideas and original thoughts to actually bloom in a room with people. And you and I experienced that. It was like, I used to say to you all the time, this is like camp for smart people, you know? And we would, no, really, you'd start out with no agenda, and next thing you know, you're discovering something. So talk about that part of your journey. You get out to LA, what happens?
It is amazing. I have to give credit to Quest Nutrition and Ron Penna and Mike and Tom and Daniel. They were really quite kind.
Daniel.
I flew right out there, and I really, you know, really didn't think much of it. They took me to the place where they made food, and then they run me over. Because what had happened when I, you know, Ron was looking to determine if the ketogenic diet worked for cancer, and he knew that I was very interested in it. It brought me out, and one thing I had decided I wanted to do is to, as being a person who went through it and understood the power of food and someone who couldn't cook when they started, I decided that what we needed was a meal plan. And Ron believed in it, and what they decided to do was to try the dogs first. And that's the thing that I've done when I went through mine. I started something called the pet cancer trial. And we had given dogs, I'd work with everybody, you know, and it was from Dominic and Tom and everybody in the ketogenic, Adrian, everybody in the ketogenic field. I would take things from their labs, put it in dogs, and so worked in dogs, I'd give it to my wife. And so that went very well. And so Ron wanted to do that again. And he opened his pocketbook. And as you know, we opened the Keto Pet
Sanctuary,
Cancer Sanctuary in Austin, Texas. And it was amazing. I mean,
the impact, what people don't understand about the Keto Pet Sanctuary is the impact that that had on legitimizing the nutritional origins of cancer in dogs was undeniable. Prior to that, people had all these N equals one type experiences, but no one invested. I mean, they had equipment there that was used in human oncology practices on dogs, and they were taking dogs who were basically, their owners were told, let's euthanize the dog. The dog's got maybe a couple weeks left, and the dog was then, the person may have been contacted, or the veterinarian that they were working with said, hey, call this company before we put your dog down. And they said, look, we'll take your dog. We'll give your dog a good quality of life. This is where the place is. This is what we're going to do. And ironically, the dog ends up living for years. This tumor goes into suspended animation and stops growing, or in some cases started to shrink. And then all of a sudden, there was like the 100th monkey phenomenon where now everybody's going, have you heard about Keto Pet Sanctuary, what they're doing? And like, oh my God. So maybe it's the dog food. And then Rodney Habib grabbed that and the rest is history today. I mean, the Keto Pet Sanctuary changed the direction of an entire industry of pet food, but more importantly on treating dogs that had cancer.
Yeah, it was simply amazing. I mean, given that opportunity, and I can't thank those guys enough for giving the opportunity to start the Keto Pet Sanctuary. And we really literally started from nothing, but to see where it is now. And more importantly, I think just as important as it's done for dogs, it was the foundation that proved it could actually work in humans if we controlled it much better.
Yes.
And it definitely proved it.
Yes. Okay, so the ketogenic diet, and we know we've had people on this show that had glioblastoma that they didn't die from because of the ketogenic diet. We have people on, that have been on the show that had astrocytomas like Andrew Scarborough.
Yeah,
and completely arrested the growth of their tumor and are living now way beyond what they were told they would live. We have people like at the Max Love Foundation that working with children who were diagnosed at very early ages. So there is a change now. I was actually present when you guys started to align yourself with Cedars-Sinai. They were going, hey, you know what? We want to leverage what you guys are doing. And all of a sudden, the medical orthodoxy was paying attention. That was no small thing to happen. Not at all.
Yeah. No, it's pretty amazing. I give Daniel a lot of credit for that. He did a fantastic job spearheading a lot of things and making sure all the T's were crossed, the I's were dotted, and making those things happen.
Daniel is possibly one of the most amazing human beings I've ever met. I'll tell you why. I've heard him take calls from people who wanted their dogs to be treated or didn't know they wanted their dogs to be treated. And he would repeat the things and go for an hour on the phone, hang up, and literally the phone would ring again. It would be a person. I mean, you know, his mental endurance and ability to explain everything and care. It was profound. I've never seen anybody do that before. Most people are like, oh, I got to take my phone off. I got to turn it off. He never turned down a call no matter what time of day it was. It was amazing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Given, like I said, it was a heck of a team, and they took the vision that we started with, and they really, really developed it and made it into something that I know I couldn't have done by myself. So I'm proud of everybody, and I'm very, very thankful for not only what we did for dogs, but ultimately what we're doing for the world.
So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk specifically about that. So today, you are opening clinics. We want to talk about that, and we want to not only talk about deuterium depletion and the ketogenic diet having a role in cancer, but type 2 diabetes as well as performance, okay? So we're going to take one quick commercial break. Stick with me. We'll be right back with more of Dr. T.Q. Collins.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. T.Q. Collins. We talk about the clinics that he's been opening. And now Dr. Laszlo Boros is affiliated with you in these clinics, right?
Yes, he's our chief scientist.
Okay. All right, so talk about this. So you're on a mission. You opened your first clinic up out in Los Angeles. How long ago?
It's been 2 years now.
Okay. The goal of the clinic was to take a lot of these new approaches and make them available to people. I remember you were actually going out and kind of doing community outreach stuff where you were speaking to large groups of people just to kind of introduce them to this concept, right?
Yeah, we started out talking to large groups of people, and we just actually got our first CME courses that have been qualified or licensed, whatever you want to call it, from the American Medical Association for Doctors. So now we now have a series of courses for MDs, because that's really our main target. And then we also, of course, with allopathic medicine, talking to chiropractors and all healthcare professionals. And so we're really formalizing it. And we went away from the clinic model we started, and now we're focusing more on helping other clinics and other doctors learn what we're doing. That's because we have to spread the word. That's the only way that this is going to work.
I get it. So in other words, instead of being restricted by how fast you can open individual clinics up, you're actually going out to existing clinics and saying, let us give you the knowledge we have so you can use it.
That's correct. We've got about 35 right now across the country, and actually also in Australia and New Zealand, and it's a global movement now. So it's quite, it's going very, very, very well.
So to explain the foundation of what you introduce the individual clinics to. Obviously, the ketogenic lifestyle and diet as a modality of treating disease states, right? But also deuterium depletion, right?
Yeah, when you really, what we really do is try to make people understand what deuterium is, and that deuterium is something that's part of their environment. It's part of the food, but this, more importantly, it's something that your body removes all the time. And as you get older, your body's ability to deplete deuterium goes down, or as you get sicker, your body's ability to deplete deuterium. And when this happens, that's when you start to see a lot of metabolic disorders start to appear for two reasons. One, as deuterium levels go up, you start to see your ability to make energy go down, as Laszlo talked about last week, and not allowing your body to make ATP on the nanomotors inside your mitochondria. Secondarily, another thing that we always miss, and that is that deuterium are like screws or nuts that hold everything together. And since your body's 99.9% hydrogens, it's very, very, very important. And so when a deuterium, when a hydrogen molecule is holding DNA together or a protein together or carbohydrate together, it has a completely different three-dimensional structure when the deuterium is holding it together. So when the deuterium holds this protein together or cartilage together, what you start to see now, it's something, depending on how different that three-dimensional structure is, that's something as an immunologist that your body starts to see as a foreign agent. And that's where we now understand that we have a lot of autoimmune diseases. And those autoimmune diseases that we didn't understand before, within the light of deuterium, we now understand is simply like Hashimoto's and all these other things. It's simply a disease of deuterium. So all these metabolic disorders, from obesity to cancer and everything in between, really have a foundation that's deuterium.
Now could the deuterium be corollary? In other words, all the things that are really bad for us also increase deuterium, or do you feel that deuterium is the reason for the season?
I think it's in both, and that, you know, and I'm one of those people. I'm open minded. I've been, as you get older, you start to really you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
But what I can tell you for sure is that deuterium, by adjusting deuterium values, we can make someone sick or make someone better. We also know that the deuterium levels change the structure of your DNA, change your telomeres, open things up to where certain genes are turned on, certain genes are turned off, just through deuterium. And so almost all these things that we look at, everything that we look at, I mean, it sounds ridiculous, almost feel like it's Windex now.
My big fat Greek wedding. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's kind of funny, but it is. But the people must remember that's only because at the foundation of what things are, when you look at a molecular level, it is only hydrogens, oxygens, and all these things of how they react together. So it only makes sense that it's the basic. And as we know, I think you mentioned last week, this deuterium molecule and hydrogen molecule are what's responsible really for the Big Bang, what's responsible for all the different planets. It is who we are. It is who we are. And so it's very, very important. And as we get a better, so what we do at the clinic is do all the research that's associated with trying to figure out how the different ways our body depletes deuterium, how to figure out the different things that are out there, how much deuterium is in certain foods, and even the ketogenic diet. The funny thing about the ketogenic diet, we talked to Dominic, and I've talked to a lot of people about it because I'm such a believer in it, but it comes out to be it was just serendipity that we're working on the ketogenic diet, in that it's a deuterium-depleted diet because fat that is from a grass-fed animal is deuterium-depleted. Therefore, when you eat a lot of a ketogenic diet that has a higher amount of fat that's from a grass-fed animal, you get deuterium-depleted molecules, and you make deuterium-depleted water yourself. So again, it's Windex. It all starts and ends with deuterium.
And if we look at Dr. Thomas Seyfried's work, where he has proven that cancer starts with a compromised mitochondria and the genetic changes occur afterwards, it stands to reason that anything that has the potential to damage the mitochondria has the potential to create the cascade effects of cancer.
Tom is actually definitely correct. Matter of fact, Laszlo is the first person that actually published that 20 years ago. And then Tom found a new twist on it and made a great book. I give Tom, here's my homage to Tom, because he was one of the first people that helped me when my wife was sick. So he took my calls, and he's the person that got me started. Dominic and he and Adrian, Chick, all got me started with on the ketogenic diet and put me on that pathway.
Now, before
before
we start talking about diabetes and performance, we have a question from Andrew Scarborough for you. He said, I would love more clarification on the possible differences between exogenous versus endogenous ketones in regards to deuterium depletion, if possible. Laszlo said that ketones are good in aiding you to deplete deuterium. Does that mean that just taking ketone salts is beneficial? Or does your body have to be producing the ketones itself as the process, because then it spins off metabolic water, too, to actually deplete deuterium?
When I see Andrew again, I have to tell him it's a good question. Here's the thing about exogenous ketones. You know how much work I put in trying to test those things and doing a lot of things with them. When it comes to ketones, it's like anything else. It's what it's made of that's important. Okay? And so ketones, the biggest, when you have natural ketones that are made in your body are likely that you're depleted because they're made from the fats that you have in your body. The fats you have in your body, and most of the fat in your body, is deuterium depleted. Although, please understand that even as you gain weight and you've eaten a lot of grains, you have fat that has deuterium in it, and therefore a lot of the things you make is not the best type of thing even within your system. So we can talk about that later. So what does that mean? That means deuterium depleted. A natural ketone is better for you if deuterium depleted versus a synthetic ketone, an exogenous ketone that's made synthetically with tap water. So that's really the catch. So depending on which exogenous ketone you get and how it was manufactured, it will let you know how close it is to being as good as a natural ketone that's produced in vivo in your body.
What about the deuterium depleted water coming in plastic bottles? He wants to know if they should come in glass bottles.
So here's the thing, and the same thing will tell Andrew and anybody else about ketogenic diets and anything else. What we have done, would it be better if it was in a glass bottle? Quite possibly. But what I can tell you as a therapeutic product, using these ketogenic, using deuterium depleted water or even ketogenic meals that are delivered in plastic containers, is that they actually cure these diseases and fight these diseases, whether diabetes, whether it's cancer, epilepsy, all these things. They mitigate all these diseases. But would it be better in a glass bottle? Quite possibly. But what we've done is done exhaustive tests to see if there's any leaching, and we've never seen any leaching into the water. And that's I must say, our other partner in this, you know, of course, is Gabor Sommelier, who is the inventor of the deuterium depletion and the water. So we have a strong team in 20-plus years of testing this water. And it doesn't seem to be – that's not the thing to worry about, is what I guess to say. I think that it's not something that's going to cause the disease.
Did we not have deuterium – in abundance in the diet 100, 200, 300 years ago? Is there more deuterium in the diet as a result of modern agriculture, modern food processing, and more importantly, the way we handle mass distribution of water today?
Yes, there's very little doubt about that. Via GMO foods, the way we actually big farms, the way we do agriculture, it all has introduced and more importantly, even that we don't eat locally anymore. So we know we can now go to Kroger's and we can buy any day strawberries, any day blueberries. We can buy things from all over the world every day. And that's really not how our ancestors lived. Our ancestors lived And they lived locally. They ate locally. They ate during the season.
Well, and if it's fed, the diet was phasic, right? You
That's correct.
You ate in the wintertime, you probably ate a lot of animal protein and animal fat because things didn't grow. We didn't have storage bins, and we didn't have refrigerators, and we didn't have hothouses.
That's correct, Carl. I mean, and all those things weren't there, so we didn't get this. And the sun, remember, the sun is actually also very important. So it actually was coincided or was matched up with what we were eating. And we've just blown that totally apart. And we slept better. We did a lot of the things that were important for deuterium depletion. We did much better then than we do now. So Signature Health, which is the name of the clinic, that's really what we study. And we have an IRB through UCLA, and we study all these different ways to mitigate deuterium and to see what's valid and what's not, what's real and what's not real. So
I want to come back and talk about something sexy, and then we'll talk about type 2 diabetes. I want to talk about performance, because when we talk about mitochondria function and when we talk about the production of metabolic water, those two intersect at exercise. And obviously performance, does performance get better when you start paying attention to deuterium depletion? We're going to find out when we come back. Stay tuned.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without
you. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number 1.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. T.Q. Collins. We're talking right now about deuterium and performance. We're going to change it up a little bit because we know people get sick and tired of talking about health. They want to know that they can perform better. So where does this lie? What do you see from performance standpoint of following deuterium depleted type of protocols?
It's probably the most amazing thing that we're doing to Signature Health. I always say it's low hanging fruit because it's a lot easier than working with cancer and the metabolic disorders. But here's what we're seeing. Dr. Ann Cooper, who is the head of our clinics here, has been working with celebrities and athletes for a long time in LA. And so we've been fortunate enough to start using it with a lot of the celebrities around here, a lot of the athletes. And what they all report is that they have more energy. They're not as depressed. They can sleep better. And so it's phenomenal. We even, of course, with the Hungarian Olympic team and a lot of their swimmers, we have a lot of gold medalists now. We had 4 gold medals in the last Olympics. We have, of course, the NBA players. We have several NBA players and NFL quarterbacks that are using deuterium and deuterium-depleted waters and our deuterium-depleted meals. And really what it's able to do, and we've published a paper on this, and if anybody wants that paper, they can pull it off our site, Signature Health. But it essentially gives your resting metabolic rate. It takes that up. It also your exercise metabolic rate, and you don't get tired as quickly, and you're able to recover faster. Your lactic acid is non-existent essentially in some of these athletes, and it's just phenomenal. You can sit on your butt and essentially get in shape by just.
So is it does it surprise anybody if the mitochondria functions better that your energy levels go up?
I know it's hilarious. You get those dull moments, right? I mean, you're so right, Carl. I mean, it shouldn't surprise anybody. Yet nobody knew it until we started doing these things.
Is just incorporating deuterium depleted water into the diet adequate to have an impact on reducing whole body deuterium concentrations?
Yes, it is, but it's also and definitely water itself would do it. However, what we really shoot for is trying to find ways to repair your body. So we only use water as a Band-Aid. I like to say it's something I don't like to see done long term, because we can get that deuterium levels down using the water and food, and we have a mask and some other things. Then once your body is fixed, then you can start depleting on your own. But yes, water alone will make a crappy diet better and make it a great diet greater.
Do you have the ability to test water if I send you samples to see what the deuterium levels are?
Yes, we have the ability to test water. We test foods. We test medicines. We test DNA. We test cancer cells. What's really what our claim to fame really is that this is an old technology, right? This deuterium has been around for 30, 40 years or more on the non-clinical side. What we did was invent a battery of tests to test deuterium in everything, including using MRI to actually see it inside a person's body. So we can get an athlete in, and the athlete has a bad leg. What we see is that there's a deuterium in that place, and then that's when Dr. Cooper goes to work, and she will use where chiropractic or acupuncture or myofascial release and all these other things to get the deuterium out of that muscle, and then the athlete's magically healed and can go on his or her way to win another medal.
So, Dr. Burrows, okay, first of all, the way they make heavy water for nuclear reactors, which is basically deuterium or deuterated, deuterium concentrated water, is they electrify it. There is a product on the market today. I'm not going to say the name of it. It's an MLM, and they electrify water in order to alkalize it. Dr. Burrows came on the show and said, when you increase deuterium in water, the alkalinity of the water also increases in concert with deuterium concentrations increasing. Would you think that electrifying water without testing it, and obviously I'm going to get a sample and send it to you. Would you think that electrifying water in the with the intentions of causing it to become more alkaline could actually be concentrating deuterium into that water?
Yeah, it probably takes it up. You know, I would imagine it would take it up 3 or 4 ppm. It's not going to take it up anymore because they're just using a commercial type of – they're not using something that's really a strong electric current. But it's going to take it up 3 or 4, maybe 5 ppm. And for most people, that's not important. But at the same time, if a person's taking that water that has cancer or diabetes because they think therapeutically it's better for them, that's where it gets dangerous, because that's not true. That's that water, I would be afraid to introduce more deuterium into somebody's body.
Well, and forget about that. If you're an athlete and depletion makes you perform better, then increasing 2 or 3 parts per million just means more broken mitochondrial motors.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what, Carl, even more importantly, or just as importantly, it's the reason that you would drink the water. Again, taking deuterium depleted water, what it's going to, really what you're trying to do, the alkaline thing that people are seeing, it's not the alkaline is important, but inside your muscles, it's the ability of your muscles to hold on to oxygen better and to get more oxygen in it. And that's why you see the alkalinity go up around the muscle. It's not the alkalinity. You can't take something alkaline like bicarbonate soda and make your muscles take up oxygen better. But what you can do is deplete deuterium and learn to breathe better ways, better breathing techniques, increase the oxygen in your body, and that will show you a better alkalinity in your blood.
That's great. I actually have a nephrologist coming on the show to dispel this nonsense that by drinking or eating something is going to change the alkalinity of tissue and plasma, because it really is just nonsense.
It is absolutely nonsense.
It's just a great absolutely. The only I don't care about your alkalinity. What it does do is it just drains your pocketbook of money. that's what it's really doing. But I want to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to change it up. I want to talk about the linkage between deuterium depletion and diabetes, because this is a new one for me. Okay?
Fantastic.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it,
you'll gain with it.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes? The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass, vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperHumanRadio.net.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. T.Q. Collins. We're talking about deuterium and specific disease, type 2 diabetes. So what's the linkage, Q?
Well, it's really, like everything else, we all know what diabetes is a lifestyle disease. It's a lifestyle disease because of the food you eat. There are some background things. We can talk about insulin and things that go through with that, too. However, it's really simple. Sugar and carbohydrates, they're not bad for you per se. They're bad for you because most of them have high levels of deuterium on them.
Why is that? Why do carbohydrates seem to attract more deuterium? Is it the quality of water that they're watering the crops with, or there's something innate about carbohydrates?
There's two things. First of all, when we talk about most of them, when we talk about most sugars and carbohydrates that people eat when it's processed foods, and those processed foods are manufactured. They're manufactured using tap water, right? Using industrial water, which has a deuterium value of in the 150s or high 140 parts per million. We're natural at the top of a mountain. You know, it can be anywhere from 120 to 130. So it's a really, really big difference. And so that's one of the problems. The second problem is that a lot of the things that we've been taught to eat, like fruits and tubers, potatoes, those type of things, really when it comes to deuterium, those are the things that the green plants take and put the deuterium in to get rid of. So really when you look at an apple or a fruit, the idea was the plant made a fruit, you know, it puts in their fruit, the fruit drops off the tree, an animal eats it, poops it out, and makes another tree.
Right.
That's the function of fruit. We could eat them, but we never ate a lot of them, and we never eat it from the top of the trees. We only eat things from the bottom of the tree. By the time they dropped off the top of the trees, they were rotten. You need to get to eat them. So that's really the big thing. It's just all this deuterium. And then you have, as you said, GMO foods and things like that that are high deuterium levels. You have grain-fed cattle, grain-fed fish that have a lot more deuterium in them than if they were grass-fed. So a little bit here, a little bit there starts to make more and more diabetes, which is why we see all these farming practices that started in the 70s. And we also see that's when we saw this big, big increase in diabetes type 2, and now, of course, diabetes type 3 or Alzheimer's, all due to the food we eat and our inability to deplete deuterium. And that's what we're finding at Signature Health, how to find these things. And so what we've been able to do, I'm going to just jump ahead, is to use deuterium depleted water and this keto natural paleo type of diet, lower the deuterium levels in people with diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and within 8 weeks, reverse their diabetes. We published a paper on it. We published 80 papers, one on this fact that we can put them on this water within 8 weeks. Their levels are all back down to normal. They've lost weight. They feel better about themselves. They can make better choices. So it's a very easy disease to treat. And we think we're having the same kind of result in Alzheimer's, at least with cognitive decline, because we can also give them water, change their diet slightly, and see such an improvement on their abilities to function and remember things. So I think there's a lot of hope in those fields with simple changes that could easily become things that governments could do to make their citizens a lot healthier. That would be cheaper than we're trying to treat them now. California, for instance, we know that 40% of all Californians have diabetes or pre-diabetes. We can't afford that physically.
It's going to crush the planet. I know. I agree.
Yeah, it's so these are little things that we can change and have tremendous. I mean, just think about 8 weeks of drinking water, your diabetes is gone.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, okay, so real quick, we only have a few minutes, and I'm just going to kind of go through a list, okay?
Okay.
Things that are good for deuterium depletion. Exercise.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. High-intensity exercise, especially anything that's going to improve muscle mass, because as your muscle mass improves, of course, your mitochondria, you get more mitochondria, bigger mitochondria, and more metabolic water being made.
Okay. Sunlight, sun exposure.
Fantastic. You must get, that's a very missing piece of the puzzle. It is more important to go in the sun than not go in the sun. More cancers caused by people not going in the sun than people going in the sun. So people, if you're listening to me, go out and sunbathe every day if you can. And so sunlight is very important. It's the thing that breaks your cholesterol, makes vitamin D, makes all your estrogen and testosterone and bile salts. It's very, very, very important. And it helps deplete deuterium.
Well, in fact, at the Human Potential Summit this week, I will be speaking about sun exposure and activation of the melanocortin system and its role in performance, disease, and health. Because we think everything is about vitamin D. Melanocortin is playing a huge role. It was exposed to me the first time I read a study that stimulating melanocortin stimulating hormone actually clears plaque out of arteries of humans.
Yeah, you're always amazing with the things you come up with, Carl. So I believe it. It's amazing.
Okay,
amazing.
Intermittent fasting and upregulating periods of autophagy and downregulating periods of mTOR, beneficial or not beneficial, plays no role in deuterium depletion.
Beneficial. That's what they're doing. Again, their papers talk about mTOR in relationship to deuterium. We can And intermittent fasting is simply a way to deplete deuterium. That's what it is. It's a fat burning cycle. Anything that's a ketogenic diet is also true for deuterium depletion. The ketogenic diet is simply a way to make metabolic water or deuterium depleted water yourself. So they're all linked. And that's the main thing. This is the molecular mechanism by how all of these things work through. Ultimately, that's all it is.
So just so people understand what metabolic water is, it's not sweating. It's when your mitochondria are forced to use fat as the energy substrate or fatty acids. That process, the mitochondria, by separating the fatty acid, spins off water, right?
So no, it's not only the it's not just fat. It's any, so, and I think that's one of the things we're getting accepted.
Good.
It's the TCA cycle. So anytime the TCA cycle, which uses glucose, it uses everything, right?
Right.
Anytime the TCA cycle makes ATP, it makes metabolic water. The problem is that if that molecule it gets has deuterium on it, it doesn't go through the TCA cycle because it breaks it. Mm. That's the relationship. But anything that, whenever you make energy, you make metabolic water. Otherwise, we die in a, you literally die in a heartbeat. So.
Interesting. So I will be in LA later this week at Quest for the.
I'll see you there.
Yeah, so we'll see you there for sure. That's going to be great. Yeah. Plug your website. Where can people reach out to you if they have clinics and they want to get exposed to some of this new information?
Please go to signaturehealth.com. It's spelled signature with a C. So signaturehealth.com, and come on over, and then you can read those things, sign up for any of the courses. Everything is ready to go, and love to see you and talk to anybody personally about what we're doing.
Wonderful stuff. Thanks so much for coming on, Q.
Thank you very much, Carl. Appreciate it.
Talk to you later. All right, so that's it for today. Tomorrow's Tuesday. I think Rob Regish is off tomorrow. I'm actually booking a different show. He just asked me over the weekend if he could take off. But we'll get something else just as exciting in there. And we will talk to you more tomorrow. Thank you for listening today. We'll see you then.